cars whiz past Rob Lavelle as he pulls away a piece of green plastic sheeting that protects the base of his trailer home. He shines a flashlight underneath the frame to see if it would be possible to take his home with him when he's forced to leave.
Get up underneath, you can see that it's on the blocks. We see that right there? That's all going to come down.
Lavelle focuses the light on a part where the flooring has come loose and the insulation has worn away.
See the roots coming up? And see that?
That's a piece of
the trailer.
Lavelle is a friendly, short man with a three-day-old beard. He lives in a two-bedroom trailer in Malotte Mobile Home Park with his sister, their elderly mother, eight cats, and a service dog.
I know to a lot of people it's just a trailer, but it is a home we own.
That's how many of Lavelle's neighbors reacted when they heard the news. Keystone Real Estate Group, which owns the trailer park on a busy section of North Atherton Street in State College, wants to rezone the land for businesses. If the land isn't rezoned, they'll build a development. Moving out of the trailer park is only a question of when, but for Lavelle, the options are limited. That's where Matt Hall comes in. He runs Interfaith Mission, a local nonprofit group that will help residents like Lavelle transition to new homes. Keystone Real Estate Group will provide money to cover the cost of moving. Some residents may be forced to move to other parts of the county because choices are very limited in the center region. It's the most expensive place to live in the county.
There are limited spaces in parks throughout Center County. And even though some of the parks may have openings, if the client doesn't have transportation, you can't move the home out into the outlying edges of the county because then they would have no way to get services they need.
More affordable housing could be on the way. Center County Commissioner Chris Exarchos has a plan. He wants to ask the state to set aside some land currently held by Rockview State Prison for affordable housing. Exarchos says the Benner Township site is a good spot because it's near Nittany Mall.
Rockview property is right in a major interchange with I-99 that has access to North Atherton Street very readily, has access throughout the county. It also has mass transit capabilities. Most of that area is scheduled for very rapid growth, a mixture of commercial and residential. This is going to be a major growth area, and this is where the jobs are going to be.
Until more affordable housing options are available, Lavelle's plan is to take it one day at a time.
From what I see right now, we're going to enjoy this Christmas as much as we can and hope that next Christmas won't be any worse than this.
The Patton Township Planning Commission is currently meeting to discuss the potential rezoning of the land. In the meantime, two of Lavelle's neighbors packed up and moved out earlier this week.
For ComRadio, I'm David Klatt.